Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is your podcasters, Jane and Kenny Hodge, with a special edition of Grayscale. I want them people to know you're here. Hey, five families that we're going to be conversing with tonight are the Duffys, the Christensens, the Royces, Bernals, and the Larsons. These are the five families from Minnesota that are joining with the new Hodge family from Ohio to create a larger family. When I say the Duffys, I'm talking Teresa, Kevin, and Connor. My man. Let's move over to the Christensens. We got Melissa, Axe Throwing Mike, Tattooing Logan, and Sweet Little Raven. Let's move right over to the Royce family. You've got Miss Veronica. My man Kevin. I'm a professional worldwide wine taster, Alexa. I can break dance, parkour, and keep my hair straight, Aiden. Look at here. Next family we have are the Bernals. Amanda, Jason, jewelry making Kyla, Brendan, and Riley. Let's take it far to the east. Take it to the east. The Larson family. Jonna, Tim, Jade, Levi, and Nolan. Konnichiwa, or Kumbawa, or Ohio, depending on what time of day the Larsons are listening to this podcast. Now, on the other side of the family, because there are many sides to the family, the Wisconsin side, I've got my girl Sandy Rose, my main dog J.O., a.k.a. Jordan, my brother and sister-in-law Tom and Julie, who I just met, can't wait to meet again, Amber and Nick, and of course, the sweetest of the sweets, Mary. So to the Wisconsin and Minnesota families, you're going to be in for a bigger treat when you get to meet the Hodge side of the family. We've got family on family, and when we all assimilate, all I can say is, what a beautiful world this will be. Good evening, podcast audience.
That is really good. You did a good job remembering all those people. So, yeah.
Who's online with us right now?
Oh. I am.
Oh, wait. Who is that? Let me hear you.
You tell me. Who am I?
Oh, it's Amanda. You know why I know that?
Because I said, who am I?
No, because I have headphones on. I can understand everybody a lot better.
Oh, you can hear now. Oh, my goodness.
We made a few connections, corrections, I mean, and now nobody will get missed.
I see that.
So last show you were on, and Raven was on, and Jordan, Teresa, Bonnie. Oh, yeah, Bonnie was on. And then Riley was on, Melissa, Veronica, Jonna. Pam and Michael.
Okay, who just joined us? We've got Amanda on line one. Who's on line two?
Your favorite daughter.
That's
Jonna.
Okay.
Oh, even better. Jane, come on.
That's not Jonna.
Jonna,
right?
No, Brett.
Oh, God. Well,
those headphones are not working in your favor.
So let me hear that voice again. Line two.
What?
Where'd you go? Oh, well, why don't you say more than that? Say your whole name, okay?
But I'm your favorite.
No, you're not. I am.
I'm the only one you set up fudgesicles with. Yes, I am.
That was a giveaway.
Wow. Okay.
So, okay.
She still doesn't know. She
Good job, I was with
you. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Amanda, mm-hmm. who's at your house? Because there's a lot of noise.
You're on speakerphone. I'm making dinner.
Oh. Well, who's on the other line? Because there's a lot of noise.
I know who it is. I know who both they are. All they are. I just spent all day with him floating down a river and getting burnt.
Oh, that's right. You guys had the tubing thing today, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. It was a perfect day for it. It was beautiful weather.
Did everybody go?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, Logan didn't come, Raven didn't come, but everyone else, Kyla didn't come, everyone else came.
Cool. So you guys must be sunburnt.
Well,
I think
some
so.
Of us are a little bit burnt.
Hey, I got to hear that other voice. Just tell me your experience today at the river.
Which one are you talking about?
Me? Another
hey,
two on.
Or her?
You got three people on the line.
You want me to talk or her?
Okay, you're on number one. Amanda's number one. Who's number two?
Yeah.
Let me hear number two.
Me.
You talk.
Yep. Oh,
I'm
Melissa.
Amanda, Melissa.
Like legit number two. How's the hard that?
Oh, it's Teresa.
I'm number one.
Ha ha.
What? No, who's number three? Are you kidding me? That's not Teresa.
That's not Teresa.
You're failing.
That's Veronica.
She failed me last time.
No, it's not.
That's Jana.
Hey. I was like, at least she's not guessing I'm Natalie again this time.
Oh, that's you, Jana.
Last time.
Really and you obviously do not talk to your daughters enough to not know.
So who's number three?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Oh, now I heard Melissa laugh. I know it was her laugh.
But I wasn't
right.
That who just
number three. That one's gonna really throw you off.
Hey, I have a new question instead of what are you wearing? My question
okay.
to you guys, and we'll go first number one, we'll answer, and then number two and number three. We only have three callers, right?
Yeah.
No,
okay,
you
so.
You're talking about four people here.
Oh,
people
why?
Are sharing calls.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Well, okay. If three or four of you could give me this answer this question. So if you have any kind of advice for Kenny and I being married, any marital advice? Amanda, go.
You want me to answer first of all people? Are you freaking kidding me? I'm divorced.
No,
I'm the only one divorced. And you're like, Amanda, go. Give us some good marriage advice. Don't cheat on each other. There, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay, that's a good one. Number two, what is your advice for marital advice?
Try to keep it clean.
What?
They're children that are trying to keep it clean.
Melissa, you got to take it off the speakerphone. We can't hear you.
I heard somebody say we're going to try to keep
it clean. There's little ears in the room trying to keep it clean.
Oh.
No, make it dirty. It's Jane. Make it dirty.
Did you say make it dirty?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it clean.
Okay.
I'll give you the advice I was given on my wedding. How's that?
Well, go ahead. What was that?
You mean what your dad?
When I was walked down the aisle... My father leaned over to me and said, just because you're married doesn't mean the blowjob stops.
Give him blowjobs.
Oh, I wonder now. We can't.
So then, Jane, the question we asked you was, do you suck or swallow?
Do you remember the night we called?
I made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I highly remember the night that you called because I was in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. So. You weren't part of that, right?
Oh, no, I got involved because they called me.
Yeah, called.
So.
You guys, we called everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So, James, you suck or swallow.
We're not going to post this now. You know that, right? This is going to go in the archives.
It's too late. It's over.
No, it's not. You're making us do try.
No,
try,
it's
try
not.
Two of
you.
Okay.
You asked us for
my
advice.
So my real advice.
Yes.
My real advice is take a breath when you're fighting and try to keep your communication open.
Oh, we're very communicative. That's
fighting?
A good thing.
We don't fight. Do we
fight? Do we fight? Yeah, so maybe once or twice. We only fought once or twice, maybe.
Yeah. We are still newlyweds. Time's coming.
Yeah, we are. We are still newlyweds.
Right, it's coming. You got a lot of years left.
So, okay, now where's number three's answer?
Number three doesn't have an answer.
Why?
You don't even know who I am yet.
It's
Tina.
It's Jana.
It's who?
Jana.
No, okay. It's the first time you said my name.
Well, no, I said it earlier.
And you said at least she didn't call you Natalie.
Yeah.
I know that.
So, Jana, what's
your
advice?
I got Jane on this one.
I don't know.
You got to have something profound that you can say that all couples should do what or not do what?
Go on dates.
With other people.
Is a good one.
With other people.
I was kind of thinking all couples should know their children's voices.
Okay, here's another thing. I wanted to talk about the party, okay? Like, if it's going to be really warm out, and I've got this long sleeve dress that I'm supposed to wear. Maybe I should wear something else.
Nope. You put us in black dresses. You just wear a long sleeve dress.
Oh, okay. So then do we have a portable...
Is it like a heavyweight long sleeve dress?
Not really. It's not that bad. I mean, I was in Vegas
and
it was pretty hot there.
There's AC inside the house. We'll be fine.
Huh?
So there's AC inside the house. If you need to cool off, you'll be fine.
Or a portable little, one of those little portable fans, you know, to blow on my face.
Oh, no, we have little mini AC we can bring with.
A what?
A mini, like an electric AC.
Oh, okay.
You know what that
there
is?
You go.
Yeah, we can bring it with. We have an electric AC.
So
you fill it with water and it blows cold air on you.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Hey, how long were you guys out all day today?
We got there at 11 and left there around 4:35-ish.
Oh, okay.
It was a long tubing trip.
You were tubing or kayaking?
Tubing.
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 Tubing. The Apple River, right?
No.
Canada.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So who's number four? There's a number four on here.
Did somebody else call in?
The last person.
You had
in.
Another voice on our side. Did you ever figure out that fourth voice?
No.
Hey, fourth voice, you need to say something.
So are you guys excited about this weekend?
We should dial in.
Very much so.
What are we doing
We're
Friday?
We're so excited. We're
are
not going to Friday. Friday's on us.
We're going to set up Friday, right?
Sure, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that plan.
Oh,
are you guys
I...
excited for Friday?
Did you just say
yes,
if
I am.
That's what you wanted to do, so I have a choice?
No.
No, not really.
Do
you
don't have a choice
our
in
family?
Yeah, we're really excited too, guys. We're really looking forward to it. Really.
Are you excited or are you a little nervous?
The newlywed game.
Not even a little nervous.
Well, you're already married. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Have you ever?
No, I mean about what we're going to do to them.
Oh God.
They should be a little nervous.
You know
why?
You know why
I'm
not?
I'm going with Michael. That's all I know. Me and Mike going somewhere.
You know why I'm not nervous? It's because I have. I'm now, you know, the age that I am, and I have ailments that I can table and go, okay, guys, I can't do this because of that. I can't do this because of that. And I'll bring the list.
Bring the list. It doesn't
mean
crap to any of us.
Can you have a list, too, that we need to be aware of?
What's that?
Are you saying you can't hula hoop?
I can hula hoop.
You jumping jacks?
Hey, do we have a hula hoop?
You and Kenny or us?
No, that's music too.
You know what that music's too?
No.
Nobody?
I wasn't paying attention. Do it again.
The newlywed game.
The newlywed game.
Oh.
Yeah, we're really excited because
that.
Oh, that's Teresa.
Okay, and someone else has joined on, too. So
it's
got the whole family here.
Okay, who else came on?
You guys needed to send a reminder.
Huh?
She
did.
At 10 o'clock
you
this morning.
You should have sent a reminder. Huh?
I did.
At 10 o'clock this morning, she did.
Yeah, no, I meant like 10 minutes or 30 minutes prior to it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We just got home.
Jama didn't text you. Jama texted me.
Oh.
I just got it 2 minutes ago.
You just
got
home?
I just texted. Melissa told me to text Amanda because I was messaging her about Jaden sleeping over. Not sleeping over. So she's like, remind
God,
Amanda.
You failed.
And then I just
sent
another reminder to everybody else. There's no failure.
Good thing
that's
you
me
did.
Reminding everyone. I'm the good
I
know.
You're not I'm ready to go to bed.
Hey, you know
tired
what?
From tubing?
Hey, you guys, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm seriously thinking, like, once a month, I'd like to have a show with you girls, like a half-hour show
oh
with
God.
You. Would you do it?
Do you really want to torment yourself once a month with us?
Well,
just based on what we've talked about so far, we got to make sure we rate that show explicit.
Yeah, like, Jay,
over that?
Yeah, but Jane,
oh,
yeah. No.
Old Kenny?
Jane never answered the question, though.
What?
Yeah.
Jane.
We thought it was
she never
answered
the question.
Anyway,
that question.
We're going to move
she
right along.
She didn't answer last time we called either.
Oh, that
she passed
question.
The phone over.
Yeah,
we're going to move right along.
Are we going
to
turn off their mics now? Or
are you guys
what?
Hearing Kenny?
Huh?
You guys hearing Kenny? He's saying, shut up and move along.
No, not shut up. Just move along.
We don't say shut up.
I think
remember?
Kenny's getting embarrassed,
yeah.
Teresa. So that's what's going on.
Teresa, it was wedding advice to them. And Melissa asked them a specific question.
Oh,
well, Melissa,
no.
Melissa gave the wedding advice that
I gave
Dad
gave
all
the girls. That we always given.
No, what's
oh,
it? It's
yeah.
Good
so then
advice,
she passed it on, and then I asked, do you?
It's good advice.
And Jane never
but
answered
that kind of
it.
Advice should be given
it's
in person.
Is it good advice?
Not on the podcast.
So, Teresa, I had
but
a
I'm
question.
But I'm
going to
tell
for,
you she's from Wisconsin.
I had a,
okay.
And our
Wisconsin
I had a question
girls
for everybody.
That's what it is. Okay, then let's roll with it.
I have a question for Teresa. So everybody gave us their marital advice. So what would your marital advice be to Kenny and I?
You
can think about it for a minute.
You have to warn a person prior to that. That's a big question.
Well, you know,
I would say, yeah, no, actually I do have one. I have
okay.
A really good one.
Okay.
In the heat of the moment, I always go, is this going to matter in 5 minutes, in 5 months, in 5 years?
Well, that's a
and
good
most
that's
of the time, the irritation, most of the time, will not matter. So then that's a personal issue and you need to let it go.
So we
versus
can call you.
You went in it.
We can call you and ask you stuff when we're in the midst of something really.
Well, always.
You away.
Always.
You can't walk
away. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that's good advice.
I still think.
I mean, I am human. I'm not perfect on that, but I do consider that a lot.
That is a good, that's a good piece of advice. I wonder what the guys would say. You know, what their advice would be. Completely different.
Well, maybe you'll have an option to ask that.
Well, you go back to explicit
the guys will say, don't do it. They'll say, don't do it. It's too late. You already did it.
Yeah, it's already done. So we can't. It's done.
When you're charging.
So yeah, if we came up with some really interesting topics, come on, you guys. You'd be the best people to call, right?
Oh, 100%.
But give us some
warning.
We're
the smartest people you know.
Yeah. And
give us some warning.
It could be like a, you know, like a mother-stepdaughter kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Can we drop the stepdaughter crap?
Oh, I'll call you my daughters. I'll just call you my daughter.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like mother-daughter. Like at this point,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And then you guys can help with topics. And we would do it once a month. Uh-huh. And it would be no more than a half hour, maybe even 15 minutes. You know, just to, little whatever. You know, I think you guys would be great at it.
I'm sure they would
Let's
be.
Let's go. As long as I can.
I
do. As long as
not
I can control
to be part of a podcast in my life.
You would?
We're
going to
do a monthly one.
That all depends if I call it.
John will call in.
Well, regular, then it's more up to do it.
We called in or not.
Right? I know. She has no idea who we are.
Who doesn't know who you are?
But she didn't call John and Natalie, so we're safe.
I mean, she doesn't even realize another person talked to her at some point.
You guys, okay, first of all, yesterday, or the other night, I mean, I was on the other side of the room. Today, I have headphones, so it's helping me
and
a lot.
And you still don't know our voices.
You still gets me left.
Who was the second one that was on? Jonna?
She gets me as you.
Melissa?
No, Jonna wasn't the second one.
Oh,
huh?
Melissa.
Melissa was.
Melissa was, yeah.
Jonna
okay.
was the third.
Okay, so I got Melissa and John.
And then
confused.
She still doesn't know who the fourth voice was earlier.
There's Teresa.
That's what I'm saying. She's saying she knows without her headphones.
Teresa called in for us.
It's got to be Veronica.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Veronica's no.
A, well, here, hold on. Let's have them talk again and see if you can guess.
Uh-oh.
No, they have the lines down, though. Kenny's cheating. He wrote the lines down. He's
oh.
talking. He's fine. I
now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We should turn down those mics for a second because I want to know who number 5 and 6 are.
All your daughters are on the phone, I think.
You have more people?
Yes.
Well, yeah, there's six people. Oh, what's the last phone number? 608?
612.
That's Sandy from Lacrosse. Or Debbie.
If there's a 608, yeah.
No. Or Jordan, that's what I'm saying.
Now Amanda gets to help her death.
Well, that's
or
not true, Jonna.
I
who
still want to...
talking just now?
She doesn't know, so she's ignoring it.
Who was it?
Okay.
What's that?
Oh, is that Raven?
Yeah.
No. Raven doesn't have a 608 number.
Raven called in. But who is talking that maybe is not called in?
Nobody.
I'm not memorable. It's fine. I understand.
Oh, who's that?
I mean,
that's who we're wondering.
That's the daughter you don't know who is.
It's got to be Veronica.
Yep. I've only been around 34 years.
Ouch.
34 years, she doesn't know who the hell you are.
34 years?
You know, if we were to start a monthly podcast,
yeah,
then we would have your names listed in these slots, so we'll get past all of that.
And then I'm going to learn how to maneuver those mics, turning them off and on, like when you talk about phone calls that you girls made to me how many years ago. I mean, who talks, what daughters and mothers talk like that on podcasts?
You should be cautious of what you ask of.
So do you think that that's going to be the topic?
It might be.
Whatever.
No. But we get. You guys,
have you met us?
Anything can go around to that topic.
Yeah. So you guys can come up with some ideas as well. And I've got a list already, but I just think that you all have pretty good voices, and, you know, I just think it'd be fine, because maybe a month from now I'll send you all a text about a time and a date and whatever, okay?
You're still going to regret this.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
No, it'll be some interesting conversation going on that podcast.
It'll be great.
There will be
interesting conversation.
Yes.
But
I'm,
you still
I'm
don't
sure.
know who the other person has been around for 34 years.
Agreed.
Hi. I bet Raven knows who it is.
I do. Do you know who this is?
Well, Raven's on there. Okay,
Raven's on.
I know. Okay, everybody stop. Now, that person that you think I don't know who it is, so let that person say, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Go.
Now is the
time
for
all
good
men
to come to the aid of their party.
That's Veronica. I'm sorry. It is.
No.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's Natalie. Is that Natalie? Oh, shoot.
You got it.
Oh, I did. Did the 34 years give you a clue?
Well, yeah, in a way, but I did. Your voice, you know what? Listen. Natalie, your voice is so, like, Barnes voice that I couldn't.
That's
I
why you called
tell.
Her Jonna last time?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Or, she called Jonna her last time.
Right. So we only have three minutes. We only have 3 minutes left, and Natalie, being that you're there, so what would your advice be to a new married couple? I know
Natalie,
you're not married.
Yes, she's never been married.
Yeah.
I want to have a boyfriend about. More than like 2 days.
You know what? I would have.
Relationship.
Listen, so
you can't
Natalie
for marriage advice.
Half a minute in the blip of time, Jonna.
So, girls, if Natalie would have laughed, I would have known right away that that was her.
She has laughed.
Because she just laughed.
Natalie, give her your marriage advice, please. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
She said live it up.
Live it up. Okay, Natalie, you'll meet
single.
Natalie at the party.
Right.
She's probably, is Natalie going to be the only redhead there? Probably. Probably.
I would assume now that Veronica's purple.
Her hair's not red, it's brown.
Her hair is red.
Don't do that
so who's
to her.
Who's got the purple hair?
Who's got the purple
Veronica.
Hair?
Purple.
Veronica.
Purple. Purple.
Really?
Like Minnesota purple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
Minnesota
we don't
purple.
Do Minnesota purple. We do
hey,
Wisconsin
girls.
Green and gold.
So, girls, thanks for coming to the show tonight, because now we only have like 20 seconds and we got to sign off. And everybody say goodnight, goodbye, and see you next Friday.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Thank
goodbye.
You. Hey, have a good
bye.
One.
Less than a week.
Bye. Okay, we got
love
to sign
you.
Off. Love you.
See you girls in a
bye.
Couple of days.
Oh, I guess we got more time than I thought, like a minute. So,
oh, then
goodbye.
Answer the question we asked you.
What?
Amanda's hanging around for an
answer
to answer that question.
Answer the question we asked you.
We're just going to make that
we
rhetorical.
We got time.
Which question?
Really, Jane?
Be real specific. Oh, that one?
Do you blank
no.
or blank?
Let
yeah.
Let me get my beeper ready. Do you
know? Beep.
A...
beep.
Kenny, answer the question. Does she blank or blank?
She blanks. And on that note, y'all have a good evening. This is Kenny Hodge and Grayscale saying good night.
Good night. Good night.
Love you guys.
Good days. Love you too.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.